from KGSP Pirate 90. You're on the station in all of Parkville, the mecca of broadcasting, right down on the shores of the Missouri River. We got about 4:15 on this breezy and balmy Monday afternoon in third week in May.
Third week in July.
And we have a little bit of news from Joe now.
All right. Out of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, his lawyer says he wants Oklahoma bombing suspect Timothy McVeigh's trial moved out of the state. In fact, attorney Stephen Jones tells NBC TV he may seek to move it out of the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. He blames increasing worries about pretrial publicity. Jones had said earlier he hoped the trial could be held in Oklahoma, but said today he was increasingly skeptical. Federal prosecutors say they'll fight attempts to move it. McVeigh and Terry Nichols are the only suspects charged in the federal building bombing, which killed 168 people. If their trial doesn't move, they could be tried in the federal courthouse across the street from the bombing site. How about that for a little irony right there? And out of Union, South Carolina, investigators say they were suspicious of Susan Smith's story from the start. They say she gave only vague descriptions of the man she kidnapped, that she said kidnapped her sons, which happened to be a black man in the South. Let's think about that one. And she talked about going to the beach to avoid the media. The law enforcement officials testified today at the evidence hearing connected with Smith's murder trial. You know, I do have to add a little personal note here for Susan Smith, you know, to say a black man took her children and kidnapped them. I mean, I think that's enough for her to get some good time in jail upon what she did, you know.
Black and white, you can't take that race into it. Maybe she's not a racist, you never know. But I think they should throw her in her cell with a couple knives and guns. Maybe that'll just save our tax money. You know, they say she's suicidal.
Well, I tell you what, if that wasn't racism that she used, man, she has a real flowery euphemism that I've never heard of before. So we will see what happens in that court case, but you won't see any trail of tears coming from me if she gets the hardcore sentence.
No, not at all. Speaking of racists, in this morning's O.J., back to O.J. trial, the two black African-American attorneys, Christopher Darden and... I can't even think of his name right now.
The other one.
OJ's black attorney got into an argument, and the question was asked, did the man have the... It was someone they were talking to about hearing a voice at that time, and he asked as if... He goes, well, I'm screwing this one up. This is supposed to be a good story.
Hey, keep going.
He asked if the man sounded black. Judge Ito did not look happy after that one and almost held both lawyers in contempt. Pretty interesting day it was. I don't know. I love it. I love watching it. It's interesting.
I'll tell you what. I was thinking about this yesterday. You're going to get probably your first dose of the Sunday night movie of the week for O.J. Simpson. I mean, it's gone on long enough now. It's been over a year since the murders actually happened, whether or not it was O.J. or not. So what I say is they just get that... They get the defense underway, get this thing done, let the jury go back to, you know, doing what they were doing before, and let everybody be released from this current affair nightmare we're going through.
That's right. I guess out of the two people I could see playing him would be Denzel Washington and maybe Wesley Snipes. Although, if it were Wesley Snipes, he would have to be going after his lover, Ronald Goldman. I don't know about that one.
Oh.
You never know. And we have a head start PSA.
Oh.
Sound station in Parkville, Missouri. Before that, we had The Clash with a song from their double CD, as well as Latimer with Carolita. Before that, great song, I don't like that one. We have a little bit of news for you, as well as the weather. Tonight, HBO, if you're looking for something to do tonight, actually, and need something to, you don't want to go out and just sit back at home and watch a little bit of TV, HBO gives us a look at the recent project that caused a huge uproar against prostitution in Britain. It's the opener of a 5-part miniseries called Band of Gold that combines some mighty frank and graphic stories of the streets and the poignant reasons behind them with the chilling murder mystery. NBC wraps up its murder docudrama tonight with the second half of Patty Duke's A Matter of Justice. That's after the French Prince of Bel Air. Hey, I think Will Smith would like that one. And LL Cool J is in the house. CBS has its Monday mainstays, The Nanny, Dave's World, Murphy Brown, Sybil, and Chicago Hope. I would highly recommend checking out those last two. Sybil, I don't know if you've ever seen it, but yeah. You know, when you have Bo Duke on it, you know, it's got to be a good show. Let's see, as far as that, ABC's Major League Baseball tonight is the Kansas City Royals and the Boston Red Sox from beautiful Fenway Park in downtown Boston, as well as the UPN Network, Star Trek Voyager, Pigsty, and Platypus Man. Now for the weather and some other info from Joe.
For this Monday afternoon, your Kansas City metropolitan area forecast. It will be mostly sunny and less humid than it has been in the past 5 days. It will be high from around 85 to 90 degrees with a northwest to north wind of 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, it will be clear, low in the middle 60s with light winds. And on Tuesday, it will be partly sunny, high in the upper 80s. We're having a cold wave here in Kansas City.
Yes, we are. I suggest you go out there and use that weather to your benefit. You know, it makes up for that that month of May where we had, 3 weeks of solid rain?
Right.
You can't argue with it right now. Well, right now we have a PSA from the American Lung Institute.
Ahead and help them out the best way we could. So, Michael Booz, out there in Liberty, Missouri, I know you couldn't be on the air, but hey, this one is for you.